Well, since St. Patty's Day is this weekend, and we always do Florida or anywhere else in the world right here, we thought we would change it up a little bit and do Ireland or anywhere else in the world. And if you're talking about St. Patty's Day in Ireland, then you got to bring in our friends from Raglan Road Irish Pub down at Disney Springs. So this morning, joining us for Florida or anywhere else in the world, we have Kathy and James. Good morning.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning.
They brought food, and it smells so amazing. It's so distracting. Yeah, so I don't know how my coaching is going to be, because I'm a little distracted right now.
It's delicious. Looks too.
Like, you're Adam's eating already?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
All right, here we go. Let's get to the game. Time for Ireland or anywhere else in the world.
Adam.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Player number one is Laurel in Kissimmee. Good morning, Laurel. So we've teamed up our coaches here from Raglan Road and Adam and Dana. Do you want to have Dana and Kathy as your coaches or Adam and James?
Girl power, Dana and Kathy.
Yay!
There you go.
Yes, you're going to love Kathy.
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody wants the guy with a mouth full of food anyway, right?
It's just so good. I couldn't wait.
All right. And our player number two this morning, we got Mike in Longwood. Good morning, Mike. You're going to have Adam and James as your coach this morning.
Perfect. I love the guy with food in his mouth. When can I come down and eat with you guys?
Yeah.
You can go and join him this weekend at Raglan Road.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have better luck there because the food here is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So here we go. We're going to start off with you, Laurel and Dana and Kathy. So Ireland or anywhere else in the world. This is actually why social media and a life of crime, never a good idea to mix them together. There's a 65-year-old named Ray. He was taking pictures of his friends when he accidentally dropped his camera. Well, he carried on. He didn't think anything about it, but it did distract him for just a moment. Well, a few minutes later, he went into his camera bag to get his iPad and realized that it was gone. So he used the Find My iPad app on his phone, tracked it to an address that he didn't recognize. Well, here's the best part. He also logged into his iCloud account, and suddenly a whole slew of photos started popping up. The photos were selfies of the guy who stole his iPad, pictures of items that he had stolen from other people to document his stuff.
You've got to inventory that
stuff. Yeah, well, there you go. And even one of them posing on his back for the camera like he was in a modeling shoot, just like all laid out, like, look at me.
Wow.
So Ray calls the cops. He's got all the evidence necessary that he needs for this crime.
Yeah.
Apparently the other crimes too. He's able to get the guy busted and get his iPad back. So Laurel, do we claim him in Ireland or anywhere else in the world?
I'm going to have to ask my coaches what they think.
Well, the good news is that Kathy is actually, she is from Ireland. She only came to Orlando about 9 years ago. So does this sound like something that happened in Ireland?
I don't know if Irish Ray is smart enough to track his iPad.
Oh, wow.
But this is what I'm wondering, though, if this was a tourist in Ireland who had something stolen.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go anywhere else in the world. What do you think?
All right.
Okay.
Laura, what do you think?
Oh, I'll go anywhere else in the world.
Yeah,
I think Irish people are still happy to be focused in us. All of that.
All right. Mike and Longwood, what do you
think?
I'll
go anywhere else in the world.
Well, this is a tough one. I'm going to have to ask my coaches on this one.
If he can stop eating.
Yeah, it's delicious. James, you're from Ireland. Does it sound like an Irish story?
And you're not eating right now. So
it sounds like the person that robbed it may have had some humor that might be from Ireland. So could be him.
You
James.
Think it's from your country?
I think it's from our country, yeah.
Oh, all right, then.
Mike, what do you think?
You know what? I think I'm going to go with that and go with Ireland.
This took place in Dublin, Ireland.
Ray was a tourist. Ray was an American tourist.
The best part it was a guy from England that was taking
so
the pictures in Ireland. Dana nailed it.
That's okay.
We
have two more rounds.
Here we go, Mike. Over to you. I hope this girl here turning 21, this is the saddest birthday ever. Her name is Alicia. She went to one of those superstore places where they've got clothes and groceries, everything, last Saturday at about 3:30. She did some shopping. Well, apparently, all that shopping made her thirsty, so she went over to the grocery section. She grabbed a six-pack of beer. She took it to one of the dressing rooms and started pounding them. drank all six beers just hanging out in the dressing room by herself. And she was in there for over an hour, had six Stellas. Then she tried to walk out of the store, a little tipsy, with $200 worth of stuff in her cart. Security guard stopped her, called the cops. Now she's facing charges for shoplifting, petty theft, battery, and resisting arrest. Mike, do we get to claim her in Ireland or anywhere else in the world?
Well, I tell you, I know somebody named Alicia, and she's not from Ireland. That's all I got. Adam, what do you guys think?
Well, he said Stella's, and Stella's are not Irish beers at all. What's an Irish beer? The first one comes to your mind, James?
Well, a pint of Guinness.
There you go. Yes.
I'd say anywhere else in the world, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's your game.
Well, I appreciate that, but you know what? You guys are experts, so I'm going to go with anywhere else in the world.
Woo-hoo!
Over to you. What do you think, Laurel?
Okay, this one, I go with anywhere else in the world.
She's not even going to her coaches.
Come on.
You're that sure on it. Final answer, Laurel?
Yes, I'm confident in that way.
I think so, too.
Yeah, you have to be 18 to drink in Ireland. I don't know why she'd wait three more years.
Really?
Oh, no.
Well, that might have just tipped it off that it happened in California.
Wow.
We get extra credit for that.
Wow.
Good job, Kevin.
That was really good. All right. The score right now, 2-1. We go to our final story, and Laurel, you'll have the opportunity to start on this one. It's rare that you actually see someone journaling and writing in a diary anymore, but this hobby came back to bite this crook. Cops caught a guy last week walking down the street with a bunch of bottles of alcohol in his bag, and he matched the description of somebody who'd stolen alcohol from several stores in the past. Well, which stores? Cops didn't have to work too hard to figure that out, because it turns out that the guy kept a journal with very detailed records of everything that he had stolen on a day-by-day basis.
Is this the first guy's brother?
Right. Not only that, on the days that he didn't steal anything, he actually noted in his journal, had an off day. The cops haven't said what charges he's facing, but they did release a picture of one of his journal pages of just everything that he had ripped off from people.
Wow.
So do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world? Laurel.
I need my coaches.
Yeah, what do you think, Kathy? I think
a
that this is
full of beer?
I think it's Ireland. I really
so too. I hate to say it, but I think so.
the bag full of booze, giving it away. Is that what it is? All right, Laurel, they think Ireland. What do you think?
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's go Ireland.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Laurel.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
If you don't want to know what I think, I have no clue. So I'm definitely going to have to return to my coach. I can't get this Adam eating without me thing
I'm
off
sorry.
My head.
It's really good, too.
It's so rude.
Mike and Adam, James, what do you guys think?
James, I'm really going to point to you on this one. What do you think?
Well, I'm not one to keep record of what I drink, so.
You don't record it?
But there is a couple of people that would do that back at home, so I'm probably going to say Ireland as well.
See, I thought off day, like, you know, Americans wouldn't take an off day. They would just steal every single day. So I think Ireland, too.
What do you think, Mike?
Okay. I'm going with Ireland. They haven't let me down yet, so I'm going to stick with my guys.
This took place in Baldwin, Missouri.
Buddy was Irish. He was Irish.
This is weird. I lived in Baldwin, Missouri.
He was probably
Missouri.
An Irish.
Did you really?
Right, he probably was. He's probably Irish visiting over here.
Right?
I think so.
So there you go. A half a point for everybody.
Yes.
How about that? The final score, Mike with Adam and James 2, Dana and Kathy with Laurel 1. Thank you guys so much for playing in Florida or anywhere else in the world. And speaking of, our friends from Raglan Road here, you guys are having your own party. And speaking of Guinness, no green beer down there. A party all weekend long starting today. Even Alex Diaz is going to be down there today starting
he
at
is.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
yes, our St. Patrick's Day Mighty Festival starts, kicks off today and goes right into the early hours of Monday morning. We are so excited and so ready.
That's how you do a party.
I don't think you're from Ireland. I think you're from here. I don't think that accent is authentic.
From,
no, I'm just kidding.
It's Texas. You can tell.
No, it's just so charming and lilting and yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's Raglan Road Irish Pub down at Disney Springs. The party's going on all weekend.